Indian Muslims in New Delhi have staged angry protests against the recent desecration of a shrine in Syria. Last week, the shrine of Hujur ibn Adi was raided by foreign-backed insurgents in the Arab country. Carrying placards, they were demanding punishment to the culprits. The holy shrine in the Syrian town of Adra was dug up and destroyed by the militants opposing the current Syrian leadership. They are believed to be affiliated to the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. After desecrating the tomb, they transferred the remains to an unknown place.
Muslim leaders here have been firm in blaming the United States for masterminding the desecration of the holy shrine in Syria. They also say that such acts will not be tolerated.
Eminent Shia religious scholar Sayyid Kalbe Jawad Naqvi reiterated that the assault and the desecration of the holy shrine by the Western-backed terrorist is an insult to all Muslims around the globe, and blamed the US and Israel for the desecration. Other prominent leaders urged Indian Muslims to stand up and raise their voice against such sacrilegious acts.
When I say imperialistic forces and Zionist forces, both respectively, one represent America and the Zionist forces Israel. So it's very clear that this America and the Israel, and it's at the trio of those forces who support them. I don't blame only America, only Israel.
Hujur ibn Adi was a close companion of Prophet Muhammad. He was also a loyal supporter of the first Shia Imam. Under his leadership, the army of Muslims won many crucial battles. The foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have attacked several holy sites in Syria over the past 2 years. Most of those attacked are similar to the last desecration and are believed to have been carried out at the hands of the Al-Nusra Front. Indian Muslim leaders say more protests are going to be organized in the coming days. Over the past few days, similar protests have also been staged in Indian-controlled Kashmir and the eastern city of Lucknow. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.